Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, and I'm your host, Nicole Cleveland. I'm excited because I get to come to you again another Saturday and do what I love and love what I do, and that is bring testimonies, victorious testimonies of faith to you to encourage somebody that may be suffering in silence. They may be suffering in secret, but the guests that come on this show, they share their story so that you know that you're not alone. We don't want anyone out there thinking that they're the only one going through the pain that they are going through. Somebody somewhere understands the pain, and somebody somewhere has cried the same tears, screamed the same cry, and actually prayed the same prayer as you. And guess what? They made it. Because God is no respecter of persons. If he did it for them, he will definitely do it for you. So I encourage you, if you're going through a rough time right now, hang on in there. It's not going to last long. Sit back, share this show with a friend, and just know that you are coming out. You know what? I'm so excited to have my guest on the show today. It's another fabulous show with guests that will inspire you and invoke change in your situation. In my first segment, I have author Kristen Reese. And in my second segment, I have author Dr. Reggie Payden. Now, they're going to talk about their stories and give you some hope, because that's what we do. We provide hope for the hopes on social media. We'd love to have you. Go on over there to Facebook and like our page, Breathe Again Magazine. You can follow us, connect with us on Twitter at Breathe Again, also on Instagram, Breathe Again Global. And you can also connect with me at Nicole C. Online. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. That's at Nicole C. Online. You know, if you have a powerful testimony, if you're out there and you know God did that thing for you, you should not be where you're at right now. And you know it was nobody but the hand of God. I'd love to interview you. Go to breatheagainmagazine.org and click share your story, and you can go ahead and fill out that submission form. Somebody will be in touch with you, and we'll get you scheduled on the show. Because your testimony, your story is not for yourself. God didn't bring you out so that you could just hang on to it and sit on it. It was so that you can share it with others, so that others will know that there is hope through your story. And your story is not just just another story. It's a victorious testimony, you know. So connect with us. Connect with us. BreatheAgainMagazine.org. You can also sign for our updates. If you are a new listener, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're part of the family and you come back week after week, you come back and you listen to the on-demand show, you share it with friends and your social networks, I'm so thankful for you. I cannot do what I do alone, so I need you, and I'm grateful for you. So you know how we do, family. We're going to go into the prayer, and then we'll come right back, and we'll jump right into our first segment with author Chris Reese. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Father, Father, you hear our hearts this morning. We do not want to settle. We do not want to find our comfortable position and put up our tent there and be happy with you blessing me and mine. Father, we understand today that forgiveness and reconciliation and blessing and favor is given for reason, Lord God. It is given for purpose, Father. And today, God, we say, forgive us, Father, when we have taken on this attitude, Lord God, of all you've done. Father, use us, God, use us, pick us, choose us, Father. We want to spend ourselves. Father, I want to get to heaven with a life poured out, not with a life that looks perfect, Father. I want it to not look good. I want it to be good, Father. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. Let our love be seen, Father God, on this earth. Let our love be carved out, Father God, on the pavements of our neighborhoods. Let our love be carved out for you, Father. Oh, Jesus, for the lonely. Lord, for the state that we were in. We were in that state, God. Yet someone bothered to take the time and present you to us. We'll never, ever take it for granted. And in turn, we live our lives as a thank you. As a thank you, Father. As a thank you.
Amen. Amen. Y'all know how I do. I love, love, love that prayer. That's Darlene Shekin, Israel, and New Breed. And that's how I want to live my life. I'm striving to live my life this way. I just don't want my life to look good. I want it to be good. And I want to wake up every day and live my life as a thank you, because I got more dirt under me than over me. So God is so faithful. I hope that is your prayer as well. So let's jump right into our first segment. My first guest is Chris Reese. Now, she was raised in a religious home. Kristen says even if she thought that God might exist, he would definitely be angry, be an angry God, because that's all she knew was anger and criticism. She became a cold, defensive, bitter woman with walls no one could penetrate, and reasoned it was the only way she could avoid the pain of constantly being hurt. Then came Jesus. After finally admitting she couldn't do it alone, she accepted Jesus as her Savior. Kristen said, on the outside, you would have thought that I had a perfect life, but on the inside, I was broken. Her book, Build a Beautiful Life Out of Broken Pieces, guides you with solutions to overcoming negative thoughts and patterns of your past. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you so much, Nicole, for having me. I am loving what you're doing, and I'm really honored to be a part of it. So thank you.
Oh, bless you, bless you. Thank you, and I am honored that you are on the show today. You know, you have such a powerful testimony, a victorious testimony, and I love what you're doing, because you didn't just sit on it. You are helping others, because you've gone through, you've come out, now you're giving back. Chris, how would you describe to the listeners, how would you describe yourself? What would you say about Chris?
I would say that Chris is a woman on a mission. My mission, my passion is to help women to pick up the broken pieces of their lives and build something beautiful. In fact, one of the things that I love to do is to help women to reinvent themselves. Because, Nicole, I spent way too many years of my life being stuck for no reason.
Yeah. I love what you said on the submission form when you submitted your story. And you said everyone's testimony is a testimony, basically. And you said it does not have to be this big testimony about coming out of drugs. And we bless God for pulling that drug addict out of the state that they were in, but everyone's story is very different. What did you mean by that?
Nicole, if you were to look at my life prior to coming to Christ, you would have thought I actually had a good life. I wasn't what you would call one of those obvious sinners, but on the inside, I was so broken. But what was frustrating is on the outside, you would have thought I had it all together. It looked like I had the perfect life. I had the perfect house and the perfect daughter and the perfect business. But I was broken. And I didn't want to admit that I was broken, because that would mean that everyone would know. that I didn't have it all together. So I hid behind all these masks and phony facades, and instead of breaking free, I stayed stuck. So my testimony was not one where God pulled me out of the pits of prostitution, and he does that, praise God, or out of the depths of drugs, and praise God, he does that. I was just an average girl who was really hurting, who had gone through a series of disappointments over the course of her life that made her wonder, is there really a God? And I kept moving forward in my own strength, and that wasn't working. So that was my testimony. Yeah, I'm just average.
And when God steps in, testimony.
It's because when he steps in, it becomes supernatural, and it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, you know, a lot of times, like in the beginning of the show, we talked about when we play that prayer, we don't want our lives to just look good because, you know, the Bible talks about being content in whatever state we are in. And I was explaining to my daughter just last week that we're good copers. We know how to cope well, but we really need to fix all that stuff that's invisible. And that's what you did. So kudos to you, Chris.
Why, thank you. And by his power, thank you.
Yes, yes. So, Chris, talk to me about your book, Build a Beautiful Life Out of Broken Pieces. What was the inspiration behind that?
This book was birthed out of a combination of exhaustion and being completely fed up with the enemy's onslaught. And I see it daily in my practice. I have a counseling and a coaching practice, and as well as my personal life. So many women and so many men are coming under Satan's condemnation, and they're not living the victorious life. They are not living the life that Jesus came for us to have. He came so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. And it got me thinking, well, this is great. Jesus came and he already accomplished all of this, but why are we not living it? Well, because many of us are still coming under the pain and the condemnation of our past. And a lot of times what most people don't realize is we don't have to be slaves to our thoughts. In fact, thoughts can come from one of three sources. And that's what most people don't realize. They just assume that you have a feeling, I need to give into it. I have a thought, I must have to cave to this. Come from either God. And we know when God brings our thoughts, he brings it with conviction. And he wants us to change for our good and for his glory. But sometimes our thoughts come from the enemy. And we know his mission, kill, steal, and destroy.
Yeah.
But oftentimes our thoughts come from our past upbringing, our environments, our past experiences. Our voice can come from an abusive boyfriend. Our past voices can come from a critical mother. And these thoughts just come up automatically. And until we learn how to quiet those voices. And now when I say quiet, I don't just mean tell it to stop. We have to learn to replace those thoughts, replace those voices. Because a lot of times people will get caught up in the misconception that I have to stop thinking this way, or I have to put this thought out of my head. And quite honestly, Nicole, how well does that work? It doesn't.
Well.
Those thoughts come back like a pimple on a teenager so fast that we just wind up caving in under them. So my book gets into how to be able to identify those thoughts, how to identify where they came from, and now how to begin to rewrite those thoughts. So now you have a new thought pattern that becomes automatic, and in essence, you get to rewrite your story.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris, you grew up in a religious home and you grew up thinking that if there was a God, surely he's an angry God and he's angry at me. Where did that come from? Because God is a God of love.
Mm. God certainly is a God of love, but it took me a long time to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a home with a stepfather who was very critical, and he did the best he could, but he was angry. And I was constantly under, I would say, legalism. And he told me that if he didn't catch me doing something wrong, don't worry, God is watching me, and he would make sure that I got punished. And that's what I grew up understanding. Sure, God was watching, but he was watching for me to slip up. And quite honestly, Nicole, I slipped up so many times that I just gave up on caring whether God was watching or not. So that's unfortunately where that came from. And as I referred to before in my book, those thoughts become automatic. So when I slipped up, even in life, even after I came to Christ, I assumed that God's heavy hand was now going to come down on me. And it took me a while to recognize that he loved me, and he loves me, and he loved me even before I loved him.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, when was the turnaround? What happened in your life that you really had to decide, look, I need to fix this stuff that nobody can see. I really need to jump into and dive into the Word of God and create a relationship with Christ. What was your turnaround, Chris?
Wow. I am so glad you asked that, because there are actually two turnaround points. Do you mind if I share both of them with you?
Absolutely.
The major one for me was when I wasn't walking with God, I had this stirring inside of me. I didn't know what it was. Was it depression? Was I not happy in my relationship? I didn't know what was happening. But what I did know is, Nicole, every time I would walk by a church, I would start to cry. And I said, what is going on here? I don't want to go back to church. Church was religious. Church was boring. I don't want to go back to church. And I fought that feeling for a long time. But like clockwork, every time I'd walk by a church, I would freeze and cry. Okay. So I started going back to church. And Nicole, actually, I live in the Northeast, and I must have tried every church in the tri-state area. I wasn't finding what I was looking for. And One day, a coworker had come into my office. I didn't really have a close relationship with this coworker. And he says to me, I need to tell you something, but I don't know how to tell you this. I was, again, you know, this tough exterior. I'm like, just spit it out. Say what you got to say. And he says to me, God just wanted me to tell you that he misses you.
Wow.
Nicole, it was as if somebody took a battering ram and bulldozed my wall. Everything came crumbling down. I started crying. This poor man starts looking around. He doesn't know what to do. And he invited
me to church.
He said,
hey, I'm just a messenger.
Exactly. He was like, what do I do? And I went on to explain, you know, the abbreviated version of my story. And he says, would you come to church with me? And at that point, church service, it was when I received Christ. And it was absolutely amazing. My heart turned, everything changed. But not everything. You know, if I could go back, I would say that my entire life could be summed up in one phrase. It was desperately looking for love. You know, growing up, I had this need for love that was never getting met. And as you explained before, what I was met with was a constant supply of anger and criticism, but I desperately wanted to find happiness. And what I did, Nicole, is I jumped from one relationship to the next. I was a workaholic, and I did whatever I could to hide my brokenness, whether it was behind fancy makeup or success or relationships. I did whatever I could to hide it because I didn't want to reveal that I was broken. I couldn't reveal that something was wrong with me. I had to be the tough girl that had it all together. But I came to a place where I hit rock bottom. Even though I knew Christ, even though I was walking with the Lord, I was still walking with all those walls. And when I hit rock bottom, I realized I really need to change. Now, I love to read God's word. And there's one scripture that really spoke to me, and I'm sure you're familiar with it. It's Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to the ways of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
You know, Nicole, I had read that scripture, I can't tell you how many times before, but this time, it really, when I realized that the change that needed to take place in my life needed to happen in my mind first. I realized that my results were because of my actions. My actions were because of my words. And guess where my words came from? All in my mind.
Yeah.
You know, God had finally broken through that stubborn, thick-headedness. And that's when that transformation really began to take place, because I allowed myself to be renewed in my mind.
Why is your focus on rebuilding the woman after a divorce or separation? You have a strong pulling. You have an attachment to those type of women. Why is that?
I have a tremendous heart for women who have gone through a divorce. I have a heart for women who have gone through brokenness, and brokenness can take place in many areas of our lives. You know, we go through brokenness in our families. We go through brokenness of poor choices. And of course, we tend to label divorce as brokenness because it is a tearing of one of the covenants that God ordains in our lives. And sometimes women go through divorce for different reasons, you know, whether it's an infidelity and their lives are broken, their hearts are broken. Other times they were the ones who made the mistake, you know. But oftentimes women feel ostracized. They feel less than. They feel like something is wrong with them. And I know I did. I went through a divorce. I didn't just go through one divorce. I went through two divorces. And even to this day, the enemy would get in my head and say, failure, failure. Who are you to try to help people? Look what you've been through. And it's a lie. It's a complete lie. You know, the Lord has shown me so graciously the areas in which I went wrong in my marriages and the areas in which this wasn't my doing. You know, my last divorce was not my doing. It was not my fault. But you still feel broken. And that's where my heart gets drawn to women. So not only dealing with the brokenness, but also dealing with the steps that need to be taken to get through that process. Say to me, so you promote divorce. Of course I don't.
Right.
But there are times when the divorce is already underway. And women are coming to me, and they're broken, and they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do with the emotional aspect, and they don't know what to do to take the practical steps. Because what's most frustrating is, think about this. You're making some major life decisions at the most emotionally vulnerable time of your life.
Yeah.
That's challenging.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it is helpful, you know, to have somebody walk alongside of you to give you a God perspective, to give you a perspective on looking towards the future, not just getting back at the man who hurt you or throwing your hands up in the air and walking away in despair. So that's why I have a tremendous heart towards helping women, broken women going through divorces.
Yeah, that's really good. I took the steps to do the work because I just got divorced after 20 years, and I reached out and got counseling. So I just started my counseling session. And, you know, counseling and talking to someone is so frowned upon in the church. Why is that, Chris?
I believe that there's still a stigma attached to counseling because it shows a sign of weakness.
Hmm.
And here we go again. That's just another lie. Because we all need someone to come alongside of us, especially during the challenging seasons of our lives. And that's why I love what I do. I do Christian counseling, but I also do Christian life coaching. And there's a difference between the two. Counseling kind of looks back and wants to heal you to get you to a place of wholeness and restoration. Coaching starts from where you are and looks forward. But sometimes in our lives, we do get stuck. Oh, but we don't want to admit that we're stuck, right? I mean, that was the whole disaster I went through for so long in my life. I don't want to admit that I'm stuck. So that means if I go to a counselor, that means that I'm admitting that I'm stuck. But sometimes admitting that you're stuck is the first step to amazing breakthrough. At least that's what I've learned.
Yeah, that's real good teaching, Chris. So if someone's listening right now, I want you to minister to that broken woman that may feel on the verge of giving up. They may not know which way to turn. They're about to give up on themselves, God, and walk away from everything because they feel like they're alone. Can you take a minute to just minister to that individual as if they were face-to-face with you?
Oh, I'd be so honored to. And I wouldn't just be speaking to them. I would be speaking to myself because I've been where you are. I have fought these battles of isolation and thinking that there is no hope and I might as well just throw my hands up in the air. I fought those battles. I got the scars to prove it. But I just want to tell you that there is hope. There is light at the end of this tunnel. And it is amazing. If you can just hold on, glimmer of this light and this hope, keep pressing forward. I know that God hasn't given up on you. He has brought you this far. He's not giving up now. God has not done everything that he has done for you in your life to drop you now. Your best days are still ahead of you, and it is going to get amazing. Are there going to be challenging times? Absolutely. But what he does is he steps in and he grows us from faith to faith, from glory to glory. And all we need to do is to put one foot in front of the other and keep on walking. Because he has placed these desires inside of you. And what I always find amazing is that he delights in giving the desires that he's placed in you. So don't dismiss your desires. Ignite your desires. He wants you to create a passion for what he has already planted in you. And I pray, that you would just drop these walls, tear off the masks, and embrace weaknesses, because they're actually going to turn out to be one of your greatest strengths. And girls, when you do that and you let him fight your battles, you are going to see him do exceedingly abundantly above what you could. I could almost cry right now knowing that I am a living testimony to how amazing he is. When you step out of you and you let him work through you, it is empowering. It is amazing. And I wake up every day just saying, whoa, God, you're amazing. And he's no respecter of persons. If he did it for me, he's going to do it for you.
Yes. Yes, yes. That's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Chris, let our listeners know how they can purchase your book, how they can connect with you. Where are you located in case someone is in your area and they'd like to reach out to you for counseling?
Absolutely. My office is located in Watchung, New Jersey. We're about central New Jersey, and a lot of the counseling that I do will be in office, but many people do online as well as Skype and phone counseling. And of course, my coaching practice is built primarily based upon phone. I have coaching clients all over the nation. So whether it's in office or over the phone, don't let distance be a hindrance to you. So, Nicole, I really appreciate it. I'd be honored if everyone would stay in touch. We can connect via social media. I'm on Facebook. You can find me at Reese Chris. That's Reese, R-E-E-C-E, Chris, K-R-I-S. That's Reese with a C, Chris with a K. Or you can check me out on the web. It's chrisreese.com. Again, Chris with a K, Reese with a C. Or email me at chris@chrisreese.com, and I would be honored if you would purchase my book, Build a Beautiful Life Out of Broken Pieces. I pray that it would help you as much as it helped me, and you can purchase that on Amazon.
Amen, amen. And did you give your website? You did give your website, correct?
I did, yes.
Okay.
Oh, and I forgot the good old-fashioned phone. If you want to reach me by phone, it's 908-388-1240.
Wonderful. Chris, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. I bless God for you and your transparency and for sharing and for helping others. So God bless you and much success.
God bless you, Nicole. Thank you for your ministry.
You're more than welcome. All right, listener, you have been listening to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. I was just chatting with Chris Reese. She's the author of Build a Beautiful Life Out of Broken Pieces. Go out to her website. That's chrisreese.com. That's E-C-E.com. Go out there, connect with her, and get encouragement from her. And you know what? Buy her book. Support the work that she's doing, because she's not doing it for herself. She's not trying to become a millionaire just because she wants to be a millionaire. She is really trying to uplift and glorify God in what she does and how she helps others. And that's what we do here on this show. That's why we do what we do. We love what we do, and we do what we love. And it's all about faith, forgiveness, redemption, and glorifying God. And that's been our show for today. God bless you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on today. And thank you for sharing this show with others. God bless you. And, you know, I never say goodbye. I always say, until next time, have a super duper weekend.